Why aren't we talking about it on the radio? Not 11.
It's checking time. It is 17 past the hour. I'm not going to use the intro that J. Anthony Brown wanted me to use, Don. I'll just say Mr. CNN, Don Lemon. Hey, Don.
Good morning, Jay. You going to do it? You going to do the intro?
The shiz on my
nizzle. The shiz on my nipple.
My nizzle. Don the mizzle.
Don the mizzle. All right, listen. I know we're joking around. That was the whole point of the White House correspondence dinner the other night. But words do matter. It also matters how we use those words. I'm sure you will agree. We all know there's a lot of controversy right now over a particular word that nightly show host Larry Wilmore used at the White House correspondence dinner on Saturday night. Here's how he ended his set.
So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my nigga.
I thought they beeped it, but anyway.
That's hard.
Oops.
I thought they beeped it. Yes, he did use the N-word, and yes, that's
the N-word.
A lot
didn't
of people,
get that out.
Including us just now. Excuse us.
That's but Tom on your cell phone.
Tell you, President Obama didn't appear to be shocked at all. Maybe he was just being polite. He laughed. He thumped his chest with his fist, and then he hugged Wilmore. And when the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked yesterday about the president's reaction, he said the controversy was much ado about nothing.
What the president said is that he appreciated the spirit of Mr. Wilmore's expressions on Saturday night.
Notice he said appreciate the spirit of it. He didn't say the word. A lot of you are listening right now have found Wilmore's use of the N-word disrespectful. My CNN colleague Van Jones, a former Obama administration official, tweeted this. This is a quote. I will never appear on any program with Larry Wilmore as a host. I was in the room, and Wilmore's set was it took no prisoners. I mean, it was kind of rough on a lot of people. Wilmore did later say that he absolutely respects the president. And to those of you who say that the word is never acceptable, no matter what, I respect your opinion as well. But remember, the president himself did use the word almost a year ago on the Mark Maron podcast.
Racism, we are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public.
Well, there we go again. So,
well, who's the N-word that's supposed to pull out the N-word?
So here we are once again. Jay, that laugh, man. I missed that for a whole week.
Who's the N-word in charge of taking out the N-word?
Next year, Jay is going to host the dinner. And it's going to be on a 10-second delay. So we're once again discussing the use of the word in any form. Wilmore responded on the show last night by saying that he used the word in an affectionate form, the N-I-G-G-A, instead of with the E-R at the end. He said he intended to be polite, and of course all hell broke loose. We're discussing this use of the word again. We should use what Wilmore created, though, this moment, in a constructive manner. Personally, I've said it many times, I hate the use of that word, but I'm not the word police, so use it to your own, whatever, peril. What do you think of the word used in that context at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah, you hit it right there. I just didn't like the setting that it was used in. Yeah.
It's so weird that we use the word, and then we get offended by the same word we use. That's just the word. That's what the word does,
Powerful.
And yeah, it's very powerful. It can be powerful. It can be funny. It can be hurtful. So it's the word. It's the word. But who's the N-word in charge of taking the N-word out? That's what I want to know.
I be him.
I think it's important to hear the word in that context. Especially if the president says it, I want to hear it. But then at other times, it's like it's gratuitous. You don't need to hear the word.
Right.
If my president is going to say it, if someone is using it to describe something else as a journalist, I want to hear it because I want you to hear the impact of that word.
You want
to
hear
that word is so powerful. We have to be careful of how we use it. We should never forget the impact of it. And I don't like people who just willy-nilly. I hear people on the train of all ethnicities. I hear people in the street saying that word to each other, especially young people. And I'm like, how could you use that? How could you call somebody that? To me, it's not taking it back. It's not.
You can't just erase the origin of the word. Yeah. You cannot. You can't just say, you know what? We're going to change what it means. You can't do that.
Nope.
You cannot erase the history of this word, period.
Yeah.
Nor can you stop people from using it. You can't do it.
If you go to New York, you
just walk down the street and you hear white people talking. And I told some, they're just talking as if it's a part of their daily speech, and that's how they talk. So,
yeah,
you go crazy trying to stop everybody from using the word. So,
but then don't get mad if you want to use it, and then people of other races want to use it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And remember, there's supposed to be a difference between ER and A, but I just
I don't think there is. It's all the same.
You know, when people like to use it at the house, man, you know, behind
closed doors. If you want to use it at the house, that's your business.
Yeah.
I can't stop you from doing that. Let me ask you a question.
Do you use the word?
No, like, I don't.
In jest with your buddies and stuff? No?
No, I mean, there are certain things that I will joke around, like, you know, but that's kind of like the word, but not really. I know the impact
you never
of that
use
word.
A
word. Never use that word because I know. Listen, I grew up in the South where people would call you that and they meant it. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard it and I asked my parents what it meant and how hurtful it was to me. And I remember my sister crying.
What did your mother say about it?
She said that's a word you should never use, but you should not let that shouldn't make you feel bad if somebody uses that word against you. That just shows their ignorance. But before someone called me the word, someone called my little sister the word. Because there was a white side of town and a black side of town, and this little girl, and there was a street that divided. This little girl screamed across the road to my sister and called her that word, and my sister started crying. And that's when I knew that it was something bad. And then someone used it on me, and so I, you know, I grew up knowing what the impact of that word is. It wasn't something cool that you call somebody in the street when you're walking home from school.
What's your reaction,
Don? You got the butt beat.
When you, like, roll up to the stoplight and there's a group of white kids and they got the window down in there.
And then they're playing the music. They're playing the rap music.
And you hear it, man.
I roll up the window or I just look at them and shake my head because you just...
Yeah, because what can you say to them when so many people out there, entertainers particularly, give them permission to do that by using it on a regular basis? How do you have that argument?
Well, you can't. But here's the thing. I said it on this program where I said, well, how can we blame, you know, someone for using the word when it's used in rap music? Especially, I said, like someone like Justin Bieber who grew up around hip-hop and rap, and he says a word. And then everyone said, oh, Don Lemon is blaming the N-word on, you know, saying that we gave white permission to it. I'm like, no, we just used it a lot. And people become comfortable
with
it, and they think it's okay.
I think you do give. I think it is. I think it's right. You do give them permission to use it when we use it so commonly. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. It is what it is.
Don't listen to Jay. No. Thank you, Don. Have a great day. Appreciate the awareness, bro.
Have a good day, except for Jay.
The N word that was supposed to take out
my man.